Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable, Lee. DeCarlos Brown's mother is now even calling out the Democrat-controlled criminal justice system.
Wow.
After the murder of Arina Zarutska by her son. Said her son was diagnosed with schizophrenia after his 2020 release from prison, that she personally had sought to have him involuntarily committed due to his erratic and aggressive behavior, which included violently assaulting his sister. I'll get back to that in a minute, because Democrats did that too. Made it very well. Yeah, I'll explain. Okay. Part of the reason we're seeing this massive increase in the homeless population, this murder, is because the ACLU sued to stop what's called a 30-day hold, which is where people could be referred to mental hospitals. They would hold you down and force feed you meds for 30 days. And the reason they would do that is because if you are like this guy and you are schizophrenic, you can't be reasoned with. After 30 days, when the meds take effect, you can be reasoned with. And you could even be convinced to continue taking meds. But without the 30-day hold, you are a danger to yourself and to society. My dad dealt with this with a guy who married into my family, married my aunt. She died. He's schizophrenic. He's wandering around Charlotte. It's been banned from multiple places, multiple parking lots. His schizophrenia got much, much worse as he got older. And he's not blood, but my dad's a really good guy. And God bless him for trying to handle this guy. And he was constantly trying to help him. But when he would go off of his meds, Lee, he couldn't be reasoned with. And anyone who wanted to take him to take his meds, he thought was conspiring against him. They get like that. Mm-hmm. And so this is his. And so we used to be able to very easily do this. Charles Krauthammer explained this once on Fox News. He was, remember, a psychiatrist. And he said, listen, we could get them. We could get sense into them. We could get them into treatment programs. We could keep them on their meds. We could follow up with them and make sure they are taking their meds. That then led to employment, because a lot of times they'll have a mental break, lose the employment. They've got no money. They can't afford the meds. They can't have the meds. And then before you know it, they're off the meds and they're plumb nuts. But we don't have that anymore. And what the ACLU did was say, well, that had been abused in a very small number of cases. You might have like an ex-husband trying to get custody, trying to get his wife, you know, involuntarily committed. It used to be a lot easier. Well, now it's very, very hard, even for family members, parents, people like that. And that is why these people are free, violent, and living in homeless camps. So you got to understand, Democrats did this through the ACLU. And then when they compound it with lack of prosecution, pleading down charges, dismissing half the cases, and then, of course, no bond, you get this. You get blood all over the light rail line by design. They have done this. In January 2025, Brown was arrested for misusing 911. During that incident, he exhibited signs of paranoia, telling officers that man-made material installed in him was controlling him. He wanted the police to investigate it and get it out. Despite this, a magistrate judge released him on a written promise to appear in court. But anyway, his mother said her son was diagnosed with schizophrenia after the 2020 release, and that she had tried to get him committed. That is a very hard legal process. You really need an attorney and money to do it. The Democrats, again, have made it that way. Before the murder, Brown's own public defender, his lawyer, raised concerns about his mental competency. His lawyer tried to get him a court-ordered forensic evaluation. His own lawyer. It was never completed. So Democrats want these people out. They want them free so they can vote Democrat one day a year. And they are not willing to do the management it takes to keep them from killing people, and they don't care. They just want you to turn away, look away. This, you know, defeats the narrative, and so it must be canceled.
just so many opportunities to stop this from happening.
And this is deliberate at this point. It's just, it's not just him. It's all of it.
Oh, I know.
All of this.
There's so many circumstances. I mean, yeah. You know, Lake and Riley was another prime example of where we had so many opportunities to stop this before it ever happened. And, you know, government failed us.
Taxpayers paid, never forget this, to fly him a known gang member from the shelter that we were paying for all his bills to stay in, legal immigrant, down to Georgia where he killed her.
Right.
Your expense.
Yes.
The federal government will fly your murderer to you at your own expense. This is where we are. And you want to see where we are? Okay. Do they learn from it? No. They want to double down on it. This is Moron Mancami, you know, the guy running for mayor in New York. This is his plan. You know how violent it is on the subway in New York? I mean, people are literally raped, murdered, and set on fire, full stop. What is his solution? He just proposed this.
Our vision for public safety is our plan to deploy teams of dedicated mental health outreach workers to the 100 subway stations with the highest levels of mental health crises and homelessness.
He, in the past, has proposed a cut to the NYPD to pay for that, not fully defunding them. It was about 20%.
I wonder if they're going to get volunteers for that position or have to draft people.
I don't think pay would be enough. I think you have to draft them. I think you'd have to force them down in the subways. Have you ever seen, if you haven't seen Lee, I know you would love it. We are addicted as a family. We sit around and watch it. It's called Donut Operator.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. He's a former sheriff's deputy from the upstate, actually, but he's got this huge online presence now. He's not a a law enforcement officer anymore. All he does is play unedited body cam from police.
Boy, that's...
Oh, we are glued.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All of us, we love it. It's so crazy. I had no, I mean, you know, cops face danger, you know that inherently, but if, when you can see it and how fast it happens and how crazy these people are, and he makes a very, very big deal out of what I've just told you about the ACLU lawsuit and how they are now let out. These people who never would have been released from mental institutions. Now they live among us. They're incredibly violent. They are completely paranoid and they come running at cops full stop with a knife all the time.
Yeah.
They didn't used to because they were locked up. And when you see the video, I'm just hearing mental health negotiation.
Yeah.
Whoa, you can't negotiate with these people. You can see that on the body cam. That's what he shows you. There is no negotiation. You can only kill them.
You know, if they're going to do that, they might as well go ahead and send a representative from the coroner's office with them.
They're going to be killed.
Yes, yes. If you send unarmed psychotherapists out there to these situations, they're going to be dead. That's just it.
And
because if you've got somebody who has no fear of law enforcement with a weapon, a gun, that doesn't have to come in physical contact with you, that can kill you on the spot, then you are going to have absolutely no fear of someone who is feeding you some psychobabble trying to talk you down when you're already across the edge.
No, you're just going to kill them.
Yeah.
And that's how these people are. The police show up. There's no negotiation. There's no, oh, I hate the police. There's none of that. They come. They just burst right out at you with a gun or a knife and try to kill you. That's how that goes.
Yeah.
And then you look at the history, and a lot of these are in blue cities, almost exclusively, or blue states, and you look at their mental health history. They have, I mean, last week's guy had beaten a fast food worker into a coma with a brain bleed. That guy was still in a coma when he was released. The judge let him go without bond. Yeah, they got a mental health check order, and the poor sheriff's deputies, who were not paid enough, had to go to his house to get him. There was no talk. There was no conversation. Door open. He came straight at them with a knife. You tell me, how's a mental health negotiator going to handle
that? Yeah, that's...
With a knife to the eye. That's how they're going to handle
that. Right. I mean, they'll be in a body bag. That's it.
So the American people need to understand this is not just crime. You have to go back and look at the history of what the Democrats have done to free these people who used to be in mental health facilities. Because I really think this is that in some ways they are victims too, because they should be locked up. When his own mom's like, I did everything. I tried to get him locked up. Again, if you don't have money for a good attorney, good luck. You've got no shot at getting a schizophrenic person locked up after what the ACLU did in court. And the precedent they've set. What we need, Lee, are national laws. We need to go back to the 30-day hold. You know who that protects? DeCarlos Brown, who would have never killed anybody because he'd be in a mental institution where his mom knew he needed to be, where he she begged the court. And again, his own defense attorney tried to get him put away. This is not a poor, victimized black man, victim of the police. This guy is a victim of white, liberal, Democrat morons. And they want to double down on it. And that's what we need. We need national law to make it easy again to put these people away. By the way, do you remember how the FBI under Democrats, Lee, had a history of swooping in and scooping up manifestos, 911 tapes of Democrat shooters?
Oh, yeah.
Or Democrat adjacent shooters who kill a lot of people in order to protect the party from embarrassment.
Right.
In violation of Freedom of Information Act laws. Totally
no
legal.
No question about that.
Well, we just got a piece of a manifesto that the FBI illegally confiscated and hid. And wait till you find out what this Democrat shooter was thinking. They had to confiscate it, you understand, because we were heading into the 24 election. And this particular shooter, hepped up on Democrat talking points, wound up and sent out to kill. What do you hear what they were thinking? The FBI didn't want you to know, but it's safe now because the 24 election's over. We get to know what the shooter wrote. It tells you everything. Next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The FBI regularly breaks the law at least under Democrats, by swooping in and scooping up evidence that embarrasses the Democrat Party, like manifestos. When the shooter's dead, there's no trial. Those are public. It is a violation of the law, but they walk in and steal them anyway. This tradition started under Barack Obama when a Muslim immigrant went to a gay bar and shot it up. He called 911 because he wanted to make sure there was no way the Democrat Party could censor why he was shooting it up. He said he was with ISIS. He was killing for Allah. You could hear him firing the gun while he was explaining himself to the 911 operator. He thought for all time, but there was an election coming up and Muslim immigration had been a big topic and it might hurt the Democrats. So what did the Obama FBI do? Oh, they swooped in and stole the 911 tape. 911 tapes, folks, are the beating heart of FOIA. I know, as a reporter, I always used to pull them. Unless they are evidence in an upcoming trial, and even then, most of the time, the judge will order them released. Well, that guy's dead. So what do? The feds swooped up and stole it. Hit it. Lied and said he was, including putting FBI agents out to lie. Remember this? Say, oh, he shot up the gay bar because he's mad. He got jilted by a boyfriend. There was no boyfriend. He had a wife. He was a jihadist. Committed. It would have been a problem for Obama. So they just stole it. Broke the law in the process. FOIA law. They did it again and again after that, including with Audrey Hale, the transgender shooter who shot Democrat talking points out her mouth as if they'd been written by the DNC. This was 2023 is a problem for Joe Biden and the Democrats. So the FBI once again swooped in and stole the manifesto, violating Freedom of Information Act law. Again, Hale is dead. There is no trial. In her manifesto, which we've only seen because good people somewhere leaked it, Hale slammed white privilege, women, and of course hated Christians, because that's practically a prerequisite for being a Democrat now. As she was. Hidden by the FBI was her kill list. That just came out. Two of the names are still redacted, again in violation of FOIA law. But Trump's name was listed under a column of people Hale wanted to kill. Yeah, that would have helped Republicans. So law had to be broken. That's what they do. And folks, you're seeing the echoes of this again with this light rail killing in Charlotte, this beautiful Ukrainian woman. Democrats screaming bloody murder. not because of the murder, they don't care about that, because you're able to speak of it without FBI interference, without their censorship on social media, as we had under Joe Biden. They can't stand it. But here's the good part, and there's really good news here. You can see this in Brian Stelter losing it yesterday. It used to be that the Democrat media, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, could just pick a person, tell a lot of lies about how they died, as is their tradition. Trayvon Martin would be one, Michael Brown, another one, hands up, don't shoot, never happened. Tell a lot of lies about how they died and nationalize a local story. We just did that with Arina Zarudzka on X. We've never had the ability to do it before. And the mainstream media couldn't do a damn thing about it to save the Democrats. And they are outraged. In fact, I go on to say this incident proves one thing. We're more powerful than they are now. They can't stop it. They tried to black it out. Every major media outlet blacked it out and then was forced to talk about it. Here's Brian Stelter of CNN losing his mind because he couldn't stop this. Couldn't stop us, couldn't stop the truth.
Most murders in the U.S. never become national news. This one's garnered attention for a couple of reasons. Number one, first and foremost, the recent release of that gruesome video. Second, the energy from pro-Trump activists. They picked up on this video from local news and ran with it. It's a little bit like the times when civil rights groups have raised attention about police-involved shootings. In this case, it is Trump-aligned influencers who are posting up a storm about this case on social media. Really, over the weekend, Elon Musk, Charlie Kirk, other Trump-aligned figures succeeded in making this senseless death a symbol of big city crime. And it's being used, as you said, Brianna, as a political symbol, with MAGA media calling for more forceful punishments and more incarceration.
He's mad about this because he said, Lord, wait, we didn't tell anybody, but everybody knows, and that's wrong. We don't control the narrative. I know you don't, do you, sucker? Here he is. You can see he's mad Trump found out about this from social media. He's mad that social media can set the agenda now, not him.
We heard President Trump asked about it yesterday when he was heading home from New York City. He didn't seem to know much about it. He said he would get briefed. And then today, Trump did know all about it. That's exactly what has happened here. This story has trickled up from local news to social media and now to the president's attention. And it's being used, as you said, Brianna, as a political symbol, with MAGA media calling for more forceful punishments and more incarceration.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another two massive wins for Donald Trump in court in his battle against China. Oh, you thought he was in a battle against the Sinaloa cartel, but that's just China. As we've learned in the last 2 weeks, shockingly, largest drug bust in world history. 700,000 pounds of precursor materials. They watched him on a satellite. Come out of Shanghai, hit Venezuela, and then go where? Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, except we interdicted them. This is China, folks. China's doing this. China is at the top of the cartel food chain. How do we stop them? We have got to pool our resources to get their henchmen out. Why? Because those same Sinaloa routes that China runs, the fentanyl down to kill us all with, and now the xylazine, which, by the way, does not interact, is not stopped by those nose inhalers we've all started carrying. That's why China prefers that now. Kills more people, can't stop it, don't have a way to combat it. Those same routes are the ones Sinaloa ran that 12 million voters on, too. With the protection of the FBI, as I demonstrated yesterday. FBI funded them and armed them. Fox News, 2011. If you want more details, you can listen to yesterday's Battleground America podcast. It's shocking. My source is Fox News. By the way, the FBI doesn't deny it. They said they just had to build Sinaloa up, and then in exchange, Sinaloa would rat out all the other cartels. Wait, sorry. You armed them and funded them while they were human trafficking? Okay. Who's Trump at war with? Sinaloa. When he goes into these cities, these Democrat cities, he's using the general banner of crime. And a lot of Trump supporters aren't even understanding what he's doing. Now, look at the headline yesterday. You'll understand the fight. This is a fight against the Democrat voter drive driven by China. Because China knows if Democrats take over and this becomes a one-party system like China, they can take over. That's the battle of our time. Folks, New York Times 2 weeks ago. Look up the article. It'll blow your mind. China, the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, now controls Democrat Party primary politics in New York City. It's a takeover. They fund some candidates. They use money against others. Chinese businessmen, dual citizenship. It's genius. So wherever you see Democrats, you see voter drive, you see 12 million, you see Sinaloa cartel hiding out in sanctuary cities, that is China, that is Democrats, and they are aiming for a one-party system, and this is war. Now let's look at the headline from yesterday. New England. I'll tie it all together for you. It's the battle of our time. Headline, suspected Sinaloa cartel members apprehended in 23 states sweep by the DEA. Dang. Where'd they go? Sanctuary cities, where Democrats are protecting them. DEA operation seizes 480 kilograms of fentanyl, $11 million in cash from cartel designated as terror organization. How many of them we'd get? We get 600. Including 171 suspects from sanctuary cities in New England. They're just walking around. 617 people total with ties to the cartel. And there you have it, folks. What did Democrats go the wildest over? It's been a mystery to me and you. We've been talking about it for a long time. Not the illegal immigrant mom working night shift at a hotel just trying to support her kids. Not her. The gangsters. The harder, the rougher, the tougher, the more violent, the better. Think Kilmore, Abrigo Garcia, human trafficker, pervert. According to Christy Noem, said he was such a perv in his human trafficking activities with kids that his fellow human traffickers asked him to stop messaging perverted stuff. Oh, he's a perfect Democrat. He brings them their voters. He's a perv. They love him. They love him. Listen to what, I mean, this is just one sweep. One Sinaloa, which is really China, sweep. 480 kilograms of fentanyl powder, 2,209 kilograms of methamphetamine, 7,469 kilograms of cocaine, 16.5 kilograms of heroin, more than 714,000 counterfeit pills, 420 firearms. These are illegal immigrants, y'all. 420 firearms and $11 million in cash. Specifically targeted to Sinaloa. Folks, when Trump says crime, it's like explaining all this is too hard. You can't do it in a soundbite. And he needs cover anyway. He's coming for the Democrats' human smuggling networks. And you know what they do? As a bonus, they let them move the drugs for profit on the human trafficking pipeline. Democrats only care about the trafficked voters, 12 million of them. And that is the story. That is what is going on here. And Trump just notched two massive wins. I mean, aside from that, this is why they're screaming. Number one, Supreme Court says this whole idea that you can't profile people, can't make any arrests based on any kind of profile of illegal immigrants. What are you supposed to put a blindfold on? Hope you bump into one? Supreme Court just threw it out. No, you can't. As Kavanaugh had to explain to the Democrats, these are not American citizens, ergo, they do not have constitutional rights to not be profiled. They are illegals. Stop conflating American citizens and illegals. But there's another one, almost no one's talking about it, it's huge. It was a really big win. It's a quasi-court in the Justice Department. Rulings have the effect of court rulings that said for the first time, all people illegally present will be detained. Why is that a big deal? because the internal rulings from Bush to Obama to Biden were, hey, yeah, we'll arrest you for being here illegally. Well, then we'll let you go again. We'll let you out. We're not going to detain you. It's not a big enough crime. That just got changed. So there is no right to bond or to release. We get you. You go home. You do not go out the door again with a notice to appear, which is just a waste of everyone's time because you're not going to appear. Folks, that is radical game-changing stuff. And again, every day he notches another victory in fights and fights and fights. I've never seen anything like it. I wish it could go faster. I wish it could be perfect. But give the man his due. Nobody else should get to. So that's why the Democrats are just hoping he dies. I do trends every day, Trump dead. They at this point, they hope he'll just work himself to death. They don't have any other way to stop him. This is great. Powerful Justice Department appeals panel has declared that anyone in deportation proceedings who entered the U.S. without legal authorization is not entitled to be considered for release on bond by an immigration judge. Boom. The ruling upends, this is how big of a deal this was, a decades-long understanding of federal law and could subject millions of immigrants to mandatory detention, even nonviolent immigrants. A loss of liberty that advocates say could cause many to voluntarily leave the country. Good, go, bye. Even if they have meritorious cases to remain. Win. Folks, he is single-handedly rewriting, fixing the broken immigration system one case at a time. Pray for him, folks, seriously. Because, I mean, you take on Sinaloa, you take on the Chinese, you take on all these kingpins, you take on the sick, demented Democrat left like Audrey Hale who wants you dead. Do you know how many people want this man dead? Honestly, I wish he wouldn't leave the White House. Like, don't even go out in the Rose Garden. Like, just stay inside. And this is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Texter writes, Tara, the attacker in Charlotte, Mr. Brown, it's DeCarlos Brown, had 14 previous violent crime arrests, but the current governor of North Carolina was the attorney general that kept letting him out of jail. Never mind the GoFundMe they started for his legal fees. Okay, folks, understand something here. Watch what the governor of North Carolina, Josh Stein, just did. He's a Democrat. He oversaw this criminal justice system that despite suspended sentences, this whole state system that he oversaw for over 7 years let him out again and again. What's a suspended sentence? A suspended sentence is, okay, we're going to, you're guilty of this crime and you're facing 6 years in prison, but we're going to suspend that, let you go. You commit another crime, you've got to do the jail time. That's how a suspended sentence works. Well, he would commit another crime and another crime and another crime, rack up suspended sentences for those and never go to prison. Who's ultimately oversaw that? Responsible for that system? Josh Stein. Now watch what this is, such a clever sleight of hand by a Democrat. What is he advocating for? Change the system? No. Automatic mandatory serving of suspended sentences? No, because that would put Democrat criminals in jail or in prison where they can't vote for Democrats, not out on the street where they could kill. Josh Stein says, we want more police officers. He doesn't mention the justice system that let him out again and again and dropped half the charges against him. Why? Because he doesn't want to end it. He says, we need more police. Police did their job, Governor. They arrested him 14 times. You failed. More police, what? So that you guys can let him out faster? Make sure they're registered, right? Boy, bet you do before they go out the door. Register to vote Democrat. They know how the gig works. What a joke. Folks, I got to get this in every hour today. Forgive me if you've been running with me since the beginning of the show. I want to show you, if we don't fight like we fight for our last breath with our head pushed underwater, over what just happened in Charlotte on that light rail line to that beautiful Ukrainian illegal immigrant. You want to know how we're going to live? Because this is not just a Democrat plan. This is an international plan of the left. You will live in fear for the rest of your life. This is how they're going to have us live. They're just a little bit ahead of us here in the UK. Are you ready for this? Because let me tell you what, you better pull over. Remember the 7/7 London bombing? Bus full of beautiful people, 56 of them, dead? Terror attack. Who did that? A guy by the name of Haroon Aswat. 56 dead. He's Al-Qaeda, and previous to that, his resume includes founding an Al-Qaeda training camp, and of course, masterminding the murder of 56. You want to know where he is now? Free. On the streets of London. They just let him out yesterday. Wait, that's like 6 months for each. Yep. Person he killed. Free. Free to go. Free as a bird. He spent 20 years in the U.S. For crimes he committed here, and then we sent him back to England. That was a massive mistake. They just released him from the mental hospital where he was staying. Oh, because he's cured. No, he's still got a diagnosis of paranoid schizophrenia. In fact, the judge was warned that he needed to be monitored because he's still poses a risk to the public, and they let him go. This is your future. You think DeCarlos Brown's bad? Oh, he's only killed one. This guy killed 56. He's walking the streets of England. Folks, while moms who made negative social media posts on the dangers of jihad and endless Muslim immigration sit in prison doing their time for social media posts. That's your future, or you fight now. And I mean you fight. Because that's what the Democrats have planned. DeCarlos Brown and what happened in Charlotte is nothing. This is your future. You are silenced. You do more prison time while the guy who murders 56 in a jihadist attack walks free. He's going to kill again. That's what they're telling a judge. Out the door he goes. This is the future Democrats have planned for you. The worldwide left has planned for you. They want you so afraid to walk the streets of your city or your town that you'll spend your life just trying to survive and you won't have time to come for them. It's a classic communist tactic. We've seen it for over 100 years. They're just nothing new. They're just doing it again.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.